This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 361 for Friday, April 25th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures Canola market is positive after backing away from overnight gains due to resistance. Chicago soybean and Malaysian palm oil are higher to start the day, but European rapeseed is going in both directions. Tariff uncertainty and a growing supply are causing crude oil prices to decline. The Canadian Grain Commission reported canola exports for the week ended April 20th were 140,500 tons, compared to 205,900 for the previous week. This marketing year-to-date, 7.522 million tons of canola were exported, compared to 4.36 million at this time last year. The Canadian dollar is up less than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Thursday's close. The July canola contract is up 50 cents per ton at $697.90. In the U.S., corn and wheat are up, while soybeans are down. Canadian corn exports last week totaled 69,600 tons, less than the 121,200 sent out the week before. This marketing year so far, 1.819 million tons of Canadian corn were exported, compared to 709,300 tons last year. The western and central portions of the U.S. corn belt saw rainfall this morning. Support in U.S. corn futures is coming from strong export demand, but warmer and drier weather can accelerate planting progress, putting pressure on prices. The July corn contract is up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.87. Chicago soy oil futures reached its highest levels in 2 months, raising hopes of a breakout to the upside after surpassing the 50 U.S. cent per pound mark on Thursday. There are reports Japan is considering an increase in soybean imports from the U.S. as part of tariff negotiations. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange said growing areas in Argentina should remain dry over the next 7 days, which would allow the soybean harvest to catch up after being delayed due to rainfall. The exchange also estimated the country's soybean harvest to total 48.6 million tons. The July soybean contract is down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.60. Canadian wheat exports were 510,900 tons last week, compared to 396,700 tons the week before. This marketing year so far, 15.222 million tons were sent off, slightly lower than the 15.283 million last week. The European Commission projected the European Union's 2025-26 wheat crop to be 126.3 million tons, slightly down from its previous estimate. Ending stocks were increased to 10.7 million this year and 8.5 million next year. French soft wheat conditions declined 1 point to 74% good to excellent this week. Germany's wheat crop is projected to be 21.41 million tons, up 15.7% from last year. The July Chicago wheat contract is up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.47. The July Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.53. The July Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.12. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, April 25th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.